at every 4 years. I'm Carl Azuz. First up, a cessation of hostilities, meaning a pause in the fighting, was supposed to take effect in Syria over the weekend. Its civil war has been going on almost 5 years. The UN says it's killed at least 250,000 people and forced millions of others to leave their home. A two-week truce was scheduled to start last Friday. A Syrian rebel group says it has been effective in slowing down violence. But several airstrikes were reported yesterday. It's not clear yet who's responsible, and the attacks threatens the truce. This is reportedly video from the airstrikes, but CNN can't independently confirm that. One of the challenges of covering events in Syria is that there are so many different groups involved. The government, rebels, other countries, terrorists like ISIS, who aren't part of the truce. Of course, every conflict brings unique challenges in getting and communicating information. That's something CNN's Wolf Blitzer learned when covering the Gulf War that started 25 years ago.
My first day at CNN was May 8, 1990. And U.S. officials have an added terrorist threat to worry about. I was a military affairs correspondent for CNN, and I thought it was going to be a relatively quiet beat. The Cold War was winding down. But then all of a sudden, on August 1st, a few weeks later, 1990, Saddam Hussein stuns the world and invades Kuwait. And it became a huge story. The U.S. obviously got involved very quickly.
This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
This was the first real war that we had cameras on the scene. Here we had live satellite coverage of all the key locations, and people could watch a war unfold live. At that time, we were the only 24/7 cable news network.
I'm pleased to report that we can go back to Baghdad now, and our three correspondents there. Let's see who picks up the phone.
Yes, this is Peter Arnett. We were just temporarily off the air.
I remember very vividly, I was at the Pentagon, covering the war. The air war was starting, and the Iraqis responded by launching Scud missiles against targets in Saudi Arabia, where the U.S. had deployed thousands and thousands of troops. I remember they started launching Scud missiles at various targets in Israel.
I'm told that the U.S. and other allied air forces are revisiting many of the original targets, making sure they were completely put out of commission.
And so I checked with my sources at the Pentagon, and they told me exactly where that Scud landed.
And we'll be, as the Secretary said, we're going to be as forthcoming as we possibly can.
And innocently, I went on the air and reported that. Generals were calling me, top Pentagon officials, what are you doing, Wolf? And I was confused. I didn't know why they were so upset. But they said, you're spotting for Saddam Hussein. You're telling them precisely, and they're watching you live on CNN right now, you're telling them where that missile landed. And so that was the last time we or any other television news organization basically specifically said where these Scuds were landing. And it underscored this new powerful dimension, live war coverage. Innocent reporters could inadvertently provide information that could result in the death and the destruction of a lot of people. So you didn't want to do that.